I also asked Judy Pilek to come into the studio from the newsroom. She was listening to our show yesterday as we were all voting. Hi, Judy. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me. I had to walk about 5 paces.
So yesterday I expressed this frustration as a voting American in Chicago. I looked at my ballot. I had no choice for my state senator, my state representative, for the president of my county board. I had no choice. I could vote Democrat or not at all. Same with my sheriff, and same with maybe it was my treasurer. I'm trying to remember what the other constitutional officer was. But for these marquee positions, it was Democrat or nothing. And it was that way for most of the judges I was looking at. My options as a voter in Chicago yesterday were Democrat or not.
And I'm going to say that's probably your option for years in Chicago. Like in DuPage County, where I live, it's been the same, but just Republicans.
So were you looking? Okay, so you can tell that I'm relatively new as a voter to Cook County. This is my first election cycle.
I'm telling you, there's hardly ever a Republican on for those.
I know that, but it's just never so stark. And even though I knew Chicago, actually, this is my first time to vote as a Chicagoan in a even year. Numbered year. I knew that, but I always thought that the Democrats won just because it was a Democrat town. I didn't know the Democrats won because you couldn't vote for a Republican if you wanted to.
Right. Well, because
there was no option.
Why would you as a Republican want to run? You know what I mean? You have to look at it that way, too. Just like in DuPage and some of the other Republican strongholds, the Republicans have such a lock on it that no one even runs. First time in 25 years I can remember where I believe almost every race had a Democrat.
Usually it's just Republican.
Right.
Your ballot is what mine was.
It's what yours was. So when you were saying that, I thought, wow, that's so weird because I had the opposite feeling today. But 25 years now, I think I've been voting in DuPage. It's always been like that. There's not even a choice.
And it's funny because I tend to vote Democrats, although I voted Republican yesterday, I voted Green, and I voted mostly Democrat. For my state representative, I did not want to vote for the Democrat, and I left that blank. I would have voted for the Republican. I do that. I cast protest votes. I would have voted for the Republican just to tell my Democrat I didn't want him. I didn't have that option. So the only thing I could do was undervote. I left it blank. But imagine if you're a Democrat living in DuPage County, say, and all along you go to the ballot and you don't feel like you're participating.
Right, yeah. Well, that changed I think it was maybe... Because I think it was pre-Hillary, but there was some point where it started to become much more. And now it is much more. Obviously, there was a Democrat in every race. It was just crazy to me.
That's interesting, though, because I, that's bad for the process. Like, if you're a Democrat and you live in Chicago and you go, attaboy, we run the roost. And look at Illinois now. You know, we've got a Democrat in governorship. We've got the Democrat...
There are no Republicans in state office.
This state has never been bluer than it is right now. I don't think that in general is good. And I guarantee you, wherever you are, to not have a credible candidate against the person that you're voting for is just bad for the process.
No, and see, I thought Erica Harrell did a great job. She's a Republican. She went for that office. And that traditionally... one of the few offices held by a woman, treasurer as well, Judy Bartopinka, we had, the Republican. So, yeah, I thought we would get one Republican in state office.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it goes.
Well, the people voted. And then I was also wondering, what was going to happen today? I'm just looking, Judy, at the same screen Steve Bertrand is looking at, and that is that the Dow, right now, is up 418 points. That's for a lot of reasons, but I worried that if the markets interpreted a split House and Senate at the national level as the inability for the president now to get his economic agenda through, we'd have hell to pay. It sure isn't reading it that way.
Well, and I heard Steve Alexander earlier. It was a great point. He said, no, the market likes this. It likes that there are now more checks and balances.
How about that?
You're looking at it one way, but look at it the other way, that now that it's a two-party system, that it will be good for the markets.
I think they're all making it up.
What do you mean by that?
Well, is Alexander still around? I hope not. He can't hear me say this.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
But I'll tell him. Go ahead.
Coward.
No, I mean, I was talking to Terry Savage about this, too, and she said she thought the market was looking for a reason to go up. And she said over time, the market does well with a Republican president in a Democratic House, and even better, the flip. But as far as today is concerned, I mean, I don't understand what the House changing, how that's going to impact anything the president does. They weren't getting anything through anyway.
How it's going to impact anything? What do you mean?
Well, so much of it is perception anyway,
right? Business tends to like the Republican view, right? I mean,
sure.
The Democrats are going to be more likely to work toward regulation and things like that. So it just doesn't make I'm no expert. Steve knows more about it than I do, but it just doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry.
Maybe the markets like democracy. Have you thought about that?
I've thought that the markets like a tax cuts for the rich and for businesses,
things that
and
Democratic
fewer
houses,
regulations
yeah.
and things that the Democrats would not endorse.
Right.
Okay, so if you want more of that, or if you want the execution or the finalization of these things the president's been touting, good luck now. But you see my point, right, Steve? Evidently, though, the market isn't reading it the way I thought they would. I thought we'd have a stalemate and that things would halt. For instance, the president wants to do infrastructure spending. The president wants to do this and that and this and that. It's weird. The Republicans want to do a lot of deficit spending these days. That's the Democrats' game. But I wonder if the Democrats are going to put a halt to some of that.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said she talked to him and they thought they could work together in infrastructure. But you know what? Words don't matter in this government anymore. So I don't know why anyone would trade on them. Right? I mean, how many times has the administration talked about infrastructure
week? Said one thing and then done another.
And in the House, too. I mean, they can say they're going to work with them, but I don't know. I don't expect that.
And you brought up regulations, Steve, but really, besides the tax cut for the wealthy, what concrete things have been done? There's been a lot of talk, but I don't know that.
Well, there's been a lot of executive orders and in easing of government regulation.
A lot of regulations have been rolled back.
But I think they've gone right to court.
Yeah.
I know, but haven't they? I don't know that anything's actually been gone forward because it's either held up in the courts or it has been stopped somehow.
It's all executive policy. They've reduced a lot of regulations.
Fewer regulations in place now? Well, I'm surprised that the market is right now up 430. Hooray for it. Hooray for it. Our number is 312-981-7200 if you want to text or call. But just what you thought about how your vote went yesterday, what you saw last night, and what you heard today. And we're just kind of feeding back with you right now. I'm John Williams. This is WGN. One other thing about your voting process yesterday, Judy, and that was you voted with your daughter, right?
Yes. But first let me say it's interesting that you didn't know who you were voting for governor. I found it to be surprising and very annoying that the woman in front of me voting, because we had one computerized booth, which, think about that, voters, next time.
Well, we had none where I voted, but keep going.
Okay, so we had one, and then they had, I don't know, 15, 20 manual booths, which I should have taken, which my daughter did, so she took the manual ballot. I opted for the computer. But the woman who was at the computer and was facing me, I was just watching her because she was very pensive and thinking about, I'm like, are you kidding me?
You haven't made up your mind yet?
I knew I have for how long? And I could see one race where you're like
I
you.
I saw people, Judy.
But she was doing it every race. It took forever. So in the meantime, my daughter was sitting at a booth, and she's mildly mentally disabled, my daughter. And we go through the issues, and she's very well equipped to vote. And they were very accommodating, I thought, because early on when she was just even checking in, it was obvious there was maybe some issue there. And so you heard a lot of Kaylee, especially for me. Anyway, she's sitting down, and she's got her sample ballot, which we had gone through, and we had marked. So she was just pretty much
filling it out.
At first, she was very concerned about cheating, and I had to explain to her how it was not cheating.
That she brought in the answer
sheet. Yes, she brought, but she got to a race, apparently, that we had skipped over. So she turned and said, Mom, we didn't do this one. And I was like, oh, worried. I said, Kaylee, I cannot help you now. And the judge standing there said, you can help her.
Yeah, I've heard that you can.
What? I said, and you know what? So it just depends. Some of the judges in the previous years
were very accommodating, and some are not.
Some are not. Some are, you can't even bring that newspaper in. And I know I can, but no, you can't. So I helped her, went over there, and I thought it was just everything was just nice for me yesterday.
I think it's a great thing. Boy, this sounds cliche, but the exercise of the vote. And my new favorite politician, J.B. Pritzker, spoke about that yesterday, too.
Until he raises your taxes, John.
Until he raises my taxes.
And also, on that point, really, I brag about Chicago all the time.
Really?
No matter where.
I do, too.
I am so proud of living in Chicago. Not necessarily Illinois. I don't ever say I'm from Illinois.
Maybe that's what I was picking up on, that he was making. I mean, that was a speech for Illinois. It was directed to Chicagoans, but it was a speech for Illinois, and I just thought it was...
Sometimes you forget you live in Illinois.
You do, and you shouldn't, and he wanted you to remember the good. Okay, thank you, Judy. Nice
Absolutely.
To see you. You'll hear Judy later on here on WGN.